Friday we're going to learn Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph of Masecha Shabbos. We're holding at the top of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of the page. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to explain the different shiurim, again continuing discussing the different shiurim that you're chayiv on for Hotza'ah on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Etzem Kedei Lasos Tarvad, a person that carries an amount of bone that could fill a very small spoon. Rabbi Yudomer Kedei Lasos Menu Chaf, enough to fill a chaf, some part of a shoe. Zuchuch is kde ligra bo rosh hakarkar. Glass is the amount that you would need to scrape the top of a piece of wood that has a pointy edge. Tsrar, a splinter, o evan or a rock, kde lizrok ba'of, enough to chase away a bird by throwing it at a bird. Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov omer, kde lizrok ba'behema, enough to throw at an animal to chase away an animal. A person would not be toreach to take a tsrar just to be mavriach an oaf, just to run, just to chase a bird away, since he's able to do that by just making noise, he could chase a bird away. So the shear of an actual chashav amount of wood is the amount that you would use to chase away a behema. Says nafish. How can you say that the shear of Rabbi Yehuda is the larger shear? I thought it's mekubal that the shear of the Rabbanan is always the larger shear. Amar ula chafi posachas. When we say a chaf in the Mishnah, where we said that the amount of bone that you need to carry in order to be chayiv, that Rabbi Yehuda said it is a chaf, it means the parts that are made out of, it doesn't mean the shoe itself, it's a very tiny part of the, it's not a shoe, it's a manol, is a lock over here, that it's a lock, that it's a piece of a lock, a very tiny part of the lock, that is in fact smaller than the shear that the Rabbanan gave. But it's not the actual entire lock, because that would be larger than the shear of a malot tarvad. Tan Rabbanan, chafi posachas, the part of the lock that is not yet in the that is not yet nikva in the doorpost, tahorin, as tar is not mekabel tuma, because as long as you haven't really attached it, it's not really ra'oi for anything. Kavan b'pasachas, but once you set it into and you attach it to the rest of the lock, then tamei, and then it's going to be mekabel tuma. Shalgal, if it's of a door for a building, afal pi shechibran bedelus ukvan b'mismarin tahorin, even though you've attached it to the door and you've put it in place with nails, it's tahar, because the delus is attached to the ground, and anything that's mechubar lekarka is not mekabel tuma. Shekal mechubar lekarka, reu kekarka, because anything that's mechubar lekarka is like karka itself, and is not mekabel tuma. So if the lock is on like a box or a chest or something, so fine, then it will be mekabel tuma at a certain point. But if it's on something that's a door of a building, so a building's mechubar lekarka, and it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Then we said, zuchuch is kedei ligror bo. How much glass? Enough to scrape down the top of a piece of wood, a pointy piece of wood. Tana suchuchis kde lifzoba shne nimin ka'achas. That suchuchis is the amount that you would need to cut two strands of that you use for weaving, or both at the same time. Tsroro evan kde lizuk pa'ov. Reb Lazar, and then we learned the Tanakhama said that a piece of a rock or a splinter is just enough to throw at a bird to chase it away. And as Rabbi Yaakov said, enough to chase away a behemoth. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shemar geshes ba. When Rabbi Lazar says that the shear is to throw it at an animal, that's provided that it runs away because it feels the impact of it, but it's not enough that it just sees it and runs away because it's scared. It has to actually feel it and run away because of that. V'kamashiro, how large of a splinter or a rock would that be? Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Yaakov, Omer, mishkal asar zuz, the weight of 10 zuz. Zunin al lebe medrasha. Zunin went into the base medrash. Amar lehu, and he said to the chachamim, Rabosai, avanim shel beis hakisei shira mekama. What's the shear of hotza'a for the rocks that they would use to wipe themselves in the beis hakisei after relieving themselves? So amar lo, kezayis ke'ego zukabeitza. So he said that there are three avanim. One of them is the size of a kezayis, one ke'egos, and one kabeitza. Amar lehu, v'chitur tani yachnis. So Zunin said, what should the person bring a scale into the Beis HaKisei to figure it out? So Nimnu v'gamru melo hayad. So they said they were koveya based on the majority opinion that you're able to be metaltel as many as you need that fit into one handful. That's what you're allowed to be metaltel. Tanya Rav Yos Yomer. Rav Yos says you're allowed to be metaltel to Beis HaKisei three rocks that are kezayis ke'egozu kabeitza. Rav Shim Rav Yos Yomer Mishum Aviv melo hayad. That no, just you're allowed to be metaltel as many rocks as you need to fill your to fill your hand. So the Gemara brings another deos as far as carrying rocks. Tanu Rabbanan, Sholosh Avanim Ukrizalos, three rocks that are sharp, that are ra'oi for wiping, Mutal Ha'achnas Beis HaKisei, you're allowed to bring into the Beis HaKisei. V'kama Shiyuran, Rameir Omer Ke'egos, Rabbi Yudah Omer Ke'beitza, and the size of each of the rocks, Rameir says each one is the size of an egos, Rabbi Yudah says each one is the size of a beitza. Amar Rafam Bar Papam Rav Chista, Ki Machlokas Kan, Kach Machlokas Be'esrog. Just like we have Machlokas and the size of these rocks, we also have machlokas about in the Mishnah about the shear of the smallest esrog that you could use for the mitzvah. That Rav Meir holds the tiniest esrog you could use is an egos, and Rav Yudah says a kabeitza. So it says Gemara, Hasa Masnisin, Hacha Braisa. The machlokas by esrog is in the Mishnah, and everyone knows the Mishnah. Whereas the machlokas over here about the rocks that you can use for wiping is a braisa, which is not as well known. So why does Rav Chista make the machlokas about esrog in the machlokas about the rocks? The rocks is the less famous machlokas. If anything, the mashal and the nimshal are reversed. Elok machlokas be'esrog, kach machlokas kan. Yeah, that's why we have to reverse the statement. What he means to say is, just like the famous machlokas about the minimum size of an esrog, you have a similar machlokas about the size of a rock that you can carry for Beis HaKisei. Amar Rav Yudah avalo es apayis, that you're not allowed to be metaltel a payis. So my Pious, Amrab Zera, Karshine Bavliyasa. It's a clod of earth in Bavel, which is moist land, that since it crumples, it's not rotwe for kinuach, and therefore you're not allowed to be metaltel it on Shabbos. Amarava, also the mashmesh b'tzror b'Shabbos, k'darach shem mashmesh b'chol. You're not allowed to use a rock on Shabbos the way you would on a weekday, because they would use a rock to sort of open the opening in order to allow them to defecate more easily, but that would also remove hairs. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So mask of the marzutra, the stocking, what? So a person should be put in stakana by not being able to go to the bathroom in the normal way? So the Gemara answers, no, the Rava doesn't mean you shouldn't use it at all. He means don't use it the way you use it on a weekday, but kila acharyad, you should do it by holding it between your two fingers and not with your entire hand. Amar Biyana, yim yesh ha'akum kavua lebeis hakisei, if there is a set place for a Beis HaKisei, you're allowed to take melo hayad, a handful of rocks, that even if you don't need all of them, so next time you go to the bathroom, you use them on Shabbos. Im lav, but if it's not kavua, so then you're only allowed to take one rock, kehechrea, like the middle size of the shiurim that are mentioned above, that we spoke about before, which is, the three sizes we said, rezayis, egos, and beitza, so one rock the size of an egos. Maducha, a ketana shel besamim, a small pestle for besamim, which is a klisha melachtel le'isser, so you're not allowed to be metaltel it. Amar Rav Sheshes, im yesh aleha eid, if there's some sort of mark on it that shows that it's made for kinuach, then motor, then you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos in order to be mekaneach with it, because since it's dirty, it's clearly all made for kinuach, and you're not going to actually use it to grind spices with. Meisvei, so they asked in Rav Sheshes, asar dvar mevinas adam lidei tachtonios, there are 10 things that will cause a person problems with going to the bathroom. Ve'elu hein ha'ochel alikanim, people who eat alikanim, reed leaves, aligafanim, ve'lul ve'gafanim, umarige behema, and the meat the non-smooth meat of a behema, below melech, without adding salt, ve'shidro shel dag, the spine of a fish, ve'dag meliach shel abishal kol tzarcho, salted fish that's not properly cooked, ve'ashos ha'shimer yayin, if someone who drinks wine sediment. V'amekaneach b'sid, someone who cleans himself after going to the bathroom with sid, ubecharsis, or with a type of crushed up lime or something, crushed up brick rather, b'tzor shekineach b'chavero, or with a rock that someone else had already used to wipe himself. V'yeshor mafatalatzma b'sakise, that someone who doesn't sit down when he's relieving himself. So you see from this brisa that something that someone else used to clean themselves with, you're not allowed to use to clean yourself with, because it's dangerous, it's going to harm you. So that's a kashron of Sheshes, who says that if there's some sort of roshem on the maducha that shows that it was used for kinuach, then you're allowed to be metaltalit for your own kinuach. No, if someone else used it for kinuach, you better not be metaltalit for your own kinuach. Says Marlo kasha, habalach habiyavish. It's not a kasha. When the brisa says that there's a sakana, that's talking about that it's moist, that the roshem is still moist. When Rav Shesha says that a maducha that has a roshem is perfectly good to use, that's talking about when it's dry, when it's yavish. V'ibay seima, another teretz that we could say, kan mitzad echad, kan mishnei tzadin. The brisa says that there's a sakana to be mekaneach with something that your friend used, is when that side that you're using, the same side that your friend cleaned himself with. But when Rav Shesha says that if it has a roshem, it's only for an additional kinuach, that's mishnei tzadin. That's when it's royal kinuach on both sides. V'ibay seima, hadidei, hadachavrei. Or we could say that Rav Shesha is talking about the kinuach is for you, and the brisa is talking about when the kinuach that's on the tzror was your friend's kinuach. So you're allowed to reuse your own item that you use for kinuach, your own rock. You're just not supposed to use your friend's. That's going to cause illness. Let's say it rained on the maducha, and now the roshem that was there is messed up. So mahu, do we say that since it no longer has a roshem, it's no longer designated for kinuach, and now it's mukta? Or do we say that no, it wasn't mukta, and it remains non-mukta? Amalei imhayu rishuma nikur. So Rav Yossi says, if the mark is still somewhat recognizable, since it still would be considered ma'us to use for besamim, it's still designated for kinuach, therefore mutter. It's going to be mutter to be metaltel. So we're going to stop there because it's a good stopping point at Ba'aminei on the last line of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph.